Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Felina, for putting us on the stream. This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the regular meeting for November of the PNB. Excuse me, this is today is Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. It is 8:36 p.m. on the East Coast. Folks, we don't have a recording secretary at the moment. I'll talk about that in a few minutes, but Aki Tanaka has agreed to take the role and take care of roll call votes this evening. So, Aki, would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Start off with Teresa Allen.
Teresa is at the polling place. She'll plug in when she can.
Okay. Bert Cohen. Okay. Jim Dingman.
Here.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Okay. Sue Goodwin. Okay, I'll come back to you. Heather Gray.
Here.
Okay. Donna Grimes.
Here.
Okay. Judy Hewitt.
Here.
Evadia Jones. Okay. Adi Raksa. Okay. Maria Martinez. Okay. James McFadden. James.
Here.
Okay. Darren Pagano.
Here.
Darren's here. Ron Sayers.
Vicente.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Sean's here. Jim Sagadin.
Here.
Jim is here. Shalom Salam. Okay. I'm here, Aki Tanaka. Mark Van Dantu.
Present.
Mark is here. Beth Van Gunten.
Here.
Beth is here. Gilberto Willis.
Here.
Here, okay. Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, so we got okay, so we have 15 at the moment. And is Polina on?
Yes.
Okay, Polina's on. John Tatum? Okay. Stephanie Wells?
Here.
Okay, Stephanie's here. Arthur Schwartz? Okay, he might join us later.
Yeah, he'll join us later.
Okay, so we have 15 people at the moment.
John Tatum is here.
Okay, got you noted.
Got it. Thanks. So the next item on the agenda is the chair reading the report out from the October 27th, 2022 meeting. It's on the recording from the meeting if anybody went to kpftx.org to listen to the meeting. But nonetheless, I will read it because, well, it's important. And this way people don't have to go back and listen to an old meeting later. The PNB met in closed session to discuss proprietary personnel and financial matters and to authorize the board chair, executive director, and general counsel to take all steps necessary to the most advantageous sale of the building currently housing the KPFK station in Pacifica National office at 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, and relocation of all activities currently housed at 3729 Cahuenga, and bring these transactions to the board for approval. So that's the report out from October 22nd. Next item is excused absences. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, so we've got,
so that was Susan and
Susan,
Heather?
That's right. Susan and Heather seconded. Okay. Any objections to the motion to excuse those not present?
Chair, I don't object, but I wish to abstain. Lawrence Reyes.
Got it. Thank you, Lawrence. Are there any other objections? Hearing none, we'll note Lawrence's abstention and And then the other thing I will point out is, because I can see this in the chat, is it would appear that Ali Lexa has joined us. Is that right, Ali?
That's correct.
All right, great. Okay, so let us continue onward with the agenda. The next item on the agenda is identifying timekeepers and recording secretary. Let's start with timekeepers. Is there someone who can time people?
This is Heather. Julie, I'll do it.
Okay, thank you, Heather. Do I have a volunteer to time items?
If Darlene is there, could she do that? I'm trying to back Allie up with notes and minutes.
Okay. Darlene waved her hand.
Yes, you could do it.
Thank you, Darlene. Great. Appreciate that. Okay. And then, as I mentioned a moment ago, Aki Tanaka is going to do the roll call votes to the extent that we need those. And Susan Young is going to produce the minutes for this evening's meeting now that we don't have a recording secretary. Let me just make an announcement, you know, sort of generally to folks who are out there who might be listening. We need a recording secretary. This is a volunteer position, at least for the foreseeable future, you know, the short run. And so what we're looking for in somebody who's a recording secretary is someone who's willing to do things like attend all the meetings, take the notes, you know, and produce them in a reasonable period of time. And so we need somebody who's trustworthy and, you know, relatively efficient at something like note taking. What that would do is that would free up the P&B directors to, you know, pay particular attention to the meeting as opposed to trying to get down, you know, the important bits like who made and who seconded motion. So, if you know of anyone who's willing to do this or, you know, willing to do it on a time limited basis, by all means, please, send me an email. My email is Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T dot WPFW at gmail.com. Okay. Moving on to the next item. It's a agenda approval and that's a 5-minute item, Darlene. All right. I'll quickly run through the agenda. We have the third item on the agenda is approving minutes, but I don't believe that we have any minutes to approve this evening. The fourth item is an ED report and Q&A for 15 minutes. Fifth item is a general counsel report and Q&A, which I can delete from the agenda because Arthur already told me he did not have an open session report out. Item number 6 is committee reports, and it's the list of all the committees. Most of them are 1-minute reports. Finance, programming, and strategic planning get 5-minute report outs. Number 7 is unfinished business. There are several motions under unfinished business, and there's an appendix with all the motions. One is a motion to amend a previously adopted motion on delegate terming out, a motion on abstentions and roll call votes, a motion to rescind the motion on underwriting passed on October 20th, and a motion on programming. Item 8 is new business, of which I do not think there is any additional new business. Item 9 is move into executive session at a time certain of, I think it's 10 p.m. I think I made a typo there. I think I had it incorrect in one agenda versus the other. We're attempting to move into executive session at 10:30. On that agenda is an executive director, an executive ED report and Q&A, an executive session legal report and Q&A, a motion on a contractual matter, a motion on a contractual matter, a motion on a confidential financial matter, a motion on a disciplinary matter, and then the usual sort of close out things, discuss what can be shared, what from the executive session can be shared with LSBs in closed session, a report out for kpftx.org. And then item 18 is rise and report. And then item 19 is adjourn at a time certain of 12 midnight Eastern time. Any discussion of the agenda? Can I get a second for, or I'll move the agenda. Can I get a second?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Susan. Is there a second?
I second Lawrence, and I have a point of order, Chair.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is that if there's any questions in regards to any of the bylaws not being complied with, then I have to raise a point of order, and the point of order is put in the form of the motion that I submitted in regards to the PNP Elections Committee motion to extend the terms. So the motion that I submitted was a motion to be considered a motion that was an action that was previously adopted. So I just wanted to be able to make that point of order formally and see where it goes from there, Chair. So the motion is
on the agenda. Hang on. It's on the agenda. I'm not sure what your point of order is about.
The point of order is that Robin says that if something and if an action supersedes the bylaws or is there any questions that the bylaws are not being complied with, then I have to raise a point of order. And that point of order is made in the motion. I just wanted to be on the record, Chair.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, got it. Point of order. Point taken. I don't know that I'm supposed to do anything with that point of order. So we'll go on to the next item, which is...
Madam Chair?
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't approve the agenda.
Right. We've had a motion and a second. A quick question.
Yes.
I think it's really, really important that we get the disciplinary matter done.
Yes. And that's in closed session.
Right. And so I wonder if there is a way to deal with this agenda to put it at a point certain.
Well, one thing we could do is, I did my best to, you know, kind of keep things to not very much time in terms of the times allotted on the agenda, which I will read out to Darlene as we get to various items, right? I did my best to keep time short. So what I'll appreciate is, limited motions to extend time, right? That would help us. And then, we'll do a time check at 10 p.m. and find out, you know, see where we are and at that point entertain a motion to, postpone some of those other items, either till after the closed session. So after we rise and report or perhaps to another week.
Julie, this is time.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Darlene. Are there any objections to the agenda as proposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay. That brings us, the third item on the agenda was approved minutes, but we don't have any minutes. So we'll just go to the fourth item, which is the ED report and Q&A. And I didn't actually touch base with Stephanie in advance of the meeting to confirm whether she had a report for open session or not. But go ahead, Stephanie. Is a 15-minute item.
Madam Chair, would you clarify? My understanding is that this 15-minute item should pertain to the entire topic.
And it does. Yes.
Rather than only when other people are talking.
The 15 minutes includes the entire item. And if we need to extend, we need to extend. But that's right. So go ahead, Stephanie. And Stephanie will give a report in closed session, and there was an attachment to the email with the agenda, but that's for the closed session, so don't ask Stephanie questions about that attachment in the open session. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Thank you. I'm in somewhat of an unstable area for the internet, so forgive me if I start to cut out or if it gets too bad, let me know. Sent to everybody was financial data, and I think some of this information I can share because we have shared it in an open session before. Both Markeisha and I continue to focus on a daily basis with the cash on hand and the aged payables We're also conferring with the general managers and the division directors on a fairly daily basis, just checking on cash flow and outstanding vendors and aged payables that are causing concern for ourselves or for the general managers, just to make sure that we can kind of support them in any way if any phone calls need to be made. We have been working with a lot of the current vendors where we have aged payables with, working to negotiate the payment plans or to reduce some of the costs and of what is owed to some of these vendors. People have been fairly supportive in working with us, and we're just continuing to do that fairly every day, pretty much every day. As of yesterday, the cash on hand for all of the divisions, which stations and the archives, the affiliates in the national office, is approximately $175,000 is cash on hand. Our aged payables without central services is $1,165,000. And our total aged payables plus unpaid central services is a little over $3 million. People had, the board had asked if the aged payables could be broken down in general category. So I did break that down, again, generalizing, is that 8% of our, the chart here is alphabetical, so it's, that's where it's not being read in any particular order except alphabetized. Any sort of contracted employee, contracted person that we're doing business with that is on our aged payable list take up or approximately 8% of our debt. Facility expenses, utilities, any sort of rent or contracts that we have with office equipment, that sort of thing, is approximately 9% of our debt. Insurance payments, including health insurance, directors and officers insurance, building insurance, that kind of thing, that takes up 29% of our current debt. Our legal payments that are owed to various various groups is 15% of our debt. Payment of premiums that we are offering as thank you gifts for donations is 4%, and payments to vendors and services that are provided to us make up 35% of our debt. We continue to work on a regular, on a daily basis at this point. We're still kind of having some concerns regarding having, meeting our payroll requirements and health benefit requirements. We are working again with the general managers and the staff and talking with program directors and such on a daily basis, just again, monitoring the cash flow and making sure that we have enough of a payment to cover our payroll. And then also working with those individual groups that may feel that they will have excess of payroll this month. And, many of the different divisions have offered to support some of the other groups and helping us meet those shortfalls. The archives are still continuing and planning with their annual national broadcast fundraiser, which will be Tuesday the 15th, and they have been putting together new parts of the collection for the premiums that will be offered as thank you gifts. And I believe that a lot of the stations also have stopped with their fundraising, just taken a couple days break with October being over, but due to understanding the need to increase the revenue and the importance of that at this moment with year end, we are a lot of the groups are starting up again with just a couple of days or a week or so extending their fund drives into the month of November. And then we are also working as a group on end of year campaigns and social media marketing to help work with any sort of, again, end of year fundraising that needs to be done with our social media presence. Any questions?
I see a stack. I see Lawrence and then Jim Dingman. Lawrence, go ahead.
As you would say, Chair, that's a legend hand.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Jim Dingman, then.
Legacy hand. Okay.
Thank you. At this point, Stephanie, is there any new income streams coming on line, aside from our 95% dependence on listener members?
WBAI, as I reported this last week as well, WBAI renewed their contract with the City of New York Department of Transportation running PSAs on pedestrian safety. They did that a few months ago, and they were able to renew that contract, so that will be starting soon. There is also, WBAI also worked on a similar type of PSA with the Department of Health. I may be wrong with the exact group that they're working with, and they haven't started running yet, but they should be running soon. They're still doing, I think, some negotiations with some of the pricing of PSAs regarding COVID and vaccinations and just general public health. There have been a lot of phone calls made to individual donors, both at WPFW and also at KPFK, where we've been reaching out to some of the low-hanging fruit as far as our donors, meaning donors and individuals and listeners that have provided maybe a substantially larger gift than your membership fee or your membership price or donation that is given. And that has been able to also increase the amount of gifts that are coming in from individuals. And it's also getting us on the track to be able to cultivate some of those donors that maybe haven't been cultivated or stewarded in quite some time.
Any other questions for Stephanie? All right, we'll move on to the next.
Chair, I do have a brief question.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Stephanie, can you tell us how the KPFK fund drive is doing? If you have any idea.
I don't have the exact numbers off the top of my head. They had stopped it last week, but I know that they are starting it up again in the next couple of days, understanding the importance, but I can get the full numbers from their general manager. All I do know is that KPFK was able to help offset some of the outstanding bills that we had a few weeks ago, and they were able to help cover some of those costs, and they also were able to they had enough money that they were also able to help, they were also able to cover the health benefits for the employees recently.
Hi, Avelia. Susan.
Yes, Susan, you're not muted.
Apologies. Okay. Trying to find it.
Yep. Thank you. Any other questions for Stephanie? Hearing none, the next item on the agenda was a general counsel report and Q&A, although I said Arthur doesn't have one for open session. So it being the regular meeting, we'll go through the committee reports. And so I'll read these the times as we go through them. The audit committee gets a one-minute report. Is there anyone from the audit committee available to give a report? All right, maybe this will be quick. The coordinating committee, I will give a report for the coordinating committee, which is that we did not have quorum, and so we did not get to meet this month, so there's really nothing to report there. Next up is the finance committee. Let me take a pause here and note for Aki's benefit that Marianne Martinez is here, right, Marianne? You want to acknowledge that you're here, Marianne? Well, call her name when we get to roll call votes. Okay, so finance committee, Jim Sagerton, is there anything that the finance committee has to report?
Nothing in particular, Chair, except that we are processing budgets from the units as we get them. We've reviewed several. We'll be continuing that process. We're waiting to bring them for approval, pending the review of the national office budget, which we received, although not in time to review it carefully. We'll be reviewing it next week. Then we'll work on a central services formula. Then we can finalize the budgets and bring them to the PNB.
Got it. Great. Any questions for Jim Sagerton? All right. Next up is the Governance Committee. I have that as a one-minute report. Is there anyone from the Governance Committee prepared to give a report out?
Yes, Chair. Lawrence is here. We met informally, but we did not meet quorum as well. Thank you.
Got it. Next up is the Elections Committee. That's also a one-minute report. Is there anyone from the Elections Committee prepared to give a report?
Madam Chair, a quick note, Avalia is on.
Ah, thank you. Excellent.
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Avalia. Since I've heard nothing from anyone.
Oh, Chair.
Yes,
sorry.
Go ahead.
This is Vanessa. If I'm remembering
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I'm sorry. If I'm remembering correctly, our last meeting was not held. We decided to reschedule it.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Next up is Programming Committee, and that's a five-minute report.
Yes, this is Heather Gray. So everybody's rescheduling meetings. We did that with programming as well, but I do want to mention that there are a few things that have been passed in programming that I want to bring up to the board again, and one is what Ollie Lexit presented to the Programming Committee, which we talked about briefly, but we have to really have more discussion about it, which is about podcasting in all our various radio stations. So, Julie, I'm going to bring that up again, hopefully soon at one of the next meetings, so that the board can make a decision about this. It is something we passed. The other thing is that on programming, we've been talking a lot about national news programs, and we're going to be at our next meeting. We'll be bringing that up again. We are making some progress on that, I think. So I look forward to sharing more of that with the rest of the board. So that's all I can say right now.
Got it. Thank you, Heather. Are there any questions for Heather at this time? All right. Next up is strategic planning, which I have for 5 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. I know that some of us are beginning to take a shot at putting together a draft strategic plan. So that's one effort underway. Secondly, through the technology task force, we're going to have two speakers in November and December. One will be talking about the history of community radio and alternative radio in the United States. And in December, we're going to have a scholar from the University of Santa Barbara who did her dissertation on Spanish language programming and on radio in the United States. So I'm very anxious to hear what she has to say. I haven't scheduled any workshops yet. The workshops are to get different opinions about different segments of the programming, but I have scheduled a sort of a workshop town hall where everybody can come and participate in the public and talk about the kind of things they're concerned about. And we're going to use that as an opportunity to present the PowerPoint I've been developing on the whole station and system of Pacifica. Thank you.
Got it. Thanks. Lawrence, I see your hand raised.
Yes, Chair. I have a question for Jim. Will these presentations be open to members of the network to attend?
The event that will occur on the 7th of November is open to everybody, the whole public.
And the one on Spanish language programming?
Oh, yeah. That will be open to everybody. Yeah, the Spanish language program will be open to everybody. And the that woman is Inés Dolores Casillas, and the person in November, it's already put into KPTFX, that person will also be open to everybody to come participate. Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is the Personnel Committee for 1 minute. I don't see Teresa here yet. I don't believe the personnel committee has met in at least a month, so we'll take that as a signal of no particular report out at this time. Okay, so that got us through the committee reports. Well done, folks. It's 9:05. We might make it. So then the next item on the agenda is unfinished business of an open session nature, and the first item that's on there is the motion to amend a previously adopted motion on delegate terming out. And this is a 15-minute item. Lawrence, this is it's either your motion or yours, and along with Sharon and James. I couldn't quite tell, but you want to go ahead?
Yes, Chair. Knowing that we are crunched for time, I'd like to request that we take care of this matter at our next meeting. And I guess that would be a motion to postpone to the next meeting. I seek a second.
Second. I second.
Okay. I heard Sharon first. Thank you, Sharon. Okay. Is there any discussion of the motion to postpone this to the next meeting? I hear no discussion. Is there any objection to the motion to postpone this to the next meeting? I hear no objection. All right. That means this is postponed to the next meeting.
Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you. That takes us to, I scrolled down to the motion. The next item that's on the agenda is a motion on abstentions and roll call votes. And I'm confident I spelled abstention correctly this week, folks. This is a 5-minute item. It's a motion from Beth. Beth, would you like to make the motion?
Sure. I was actually asked to draft this. It's brief. Moved that on votes on which there are otherwise no overt objections, Pacifica hereby adopts a special rule allowing abstentions to be recorded as such without the need for a roll call vote.
Second.
Thank you.
Go ahead and motivate, Beth.
This was intended simply to facilitate the smooth running of our meetings. This seems to come up not infrequently, and given that this is Pacifica, and there's never really any objection to doing this, but it hasn't been clear that the rules would allow us to without an explicit special rule such as this, and so I offer it for our consideration. Thank you.
Sorry, thanks, Beth. Lawrence, I see your hand up. Did you have a question?
Legacy hand. I'm driving, so I can't put it down.
I tried to put it down a minute ago, and then, my computer's having its own set of issues. Any other discussion on Beth's motion? Hearing none. Are there any objections to Beth's motion on abstentions and roll call votes? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. That brings us to the third item on unfinished business, and that was the motion to rescind the motion on underwriting that was passed on October 20th, 22. Jim Dingman, would you like to go ahead with this one?
I didn't put this motion in.
I feel like this is
the motion to rescind the motion on underwriting. I didn't put that in.
Okay.
No, Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence. You did? All right, Lawrence, go ahead. Sorry, I apologize, Jim. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Can you read it, Chair, because I'm driving and then I will motivate.
Yeah.
I really don't want to take up the time of this meeting because we do have other matters that are a little bit more pressing right now.
Yeah. Okay. I can read the motion. The motion itself is really quite simple. It is motion to rescind the following motion on underwriting passed by the PMB on October 20th, 2022. And then what follows is the italics, which is the motion that we passed on October 20th, 2022 on underwriting. I'll read it very quickly. Be it resolved that a pilot program be established for a restricted form of underwriting to proceed at all Pacifica stations wishing to opt into the program for a 12-month trial. Stations participating are required to adhere to the national policies and procedures for this program. The general manager of each Pacifica station will notify the Pacifica National Board whether that station will or will not opt into the pilot program. A review of progress in implementing the program and its effectiveness shall be undertaken by the Pacifica National Board together with Pacifica Management after 6 months and after 12 months. This resolution will expire unless renewed by the PMB after a trial period has ended. At the end of the 12-month review, the Pacifica National Board shall decide to either terminate the pilot program, modify it, or develop a different approach to underwriting. That was the motion. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Jay. I just missed my exit. Anyway, it's okay. So the reality that we are all encountering right now is that we need to get buy-in, ethical buy-in in regards to underwriting. We all know that that's not an easy concept to grasp or put our hands around. So I believe that to develop a pilot program will allow us to solidify this concept because it will be done ethically and it will be done to the degree that people may want to buy station managers may want to buy in and other members of the network that are vested in sustaining ourselves as a network. So that's the gist of it, Chair. I can't add anything else. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I think it's point of, maybe it's an inquiry.
Go ahead.
It sounded to me as though Lawrence just supported the motion that has been or is to be adopted rather than arguing to rescind. And I thought Lawrence's motion was to rescind the underwriting motion. So I'm confused.
Chair, may I recognize?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Your point is well taken, Susan. I think what I'm attempting to do is to memorialize it to the point where we could get buy-in without having to be exposed to perhaps criticism or resistance in regards to the motion that came out of the committee. That's why I'm making the motion. And I think the key word is pilot. The key word is pilot. It creates an opportunity for folks to buy in and for us to really take a more systematic look at it. To see if it jives, for lack of a better word, if it jives with our mission, if it jives with our principles and concepts, that we have lived by for so many years. So that's, I think, maybe the only difference.
Madam Chair?
Yeah,
I still do not understand what motion it is that Lawrence is putting forward.
Okay. So I won't read the October 20th motion is the italics text in the agenda, folks. And it was passed, right? And so it is about having an underwriting pilot program. The motion to rescind reads exactly as follows. And it says, motion to rescind the following motion on underwriting passed by the PMB on October 20th, 2022. So it would undo that motion.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Mr. Dingman.
Yes, I object. First of all, it was my understanding, there's a very extensive motion that came out of the Strategic Planning Committee that has been developed for several years. And I believe the last time we entered it, because I would just, you know, if we're going to debate this tonight, fine. Then let me throw that whole motion in, because I thought we were going to do that on the 10th of November. And that also has the wording that it will be for 1 year. So, I'm objecting to this because, yes, the language of rescind, we already have stations that are in the middle of implementing this motion that was passed and obtained money and are now able to do that. And the motion is quite extensive, and what this does is obviate and negate that motion that we basically I put in there as a result of the Strategic Planning Committee developing it and pushing it through. And I should add for people who think this is something foreign, Lou Hill, when he actually was setting up KPFA, he had in his initial prospectus that he would have to raise 30% of his money through commercial advertising. And when he revised it again, he included the 30% of commercial advertising. The objective was to wean his way from that. And so we're in a situation right now where we have four stations having problems raising money. And we're trying to, I think, not move forward rapidly with other ways to put income streams into the mix. I just object to this because, again, November 10th was when I thought we were going to talk about that big extensive motion. And this seems to confuse the muddy the waters, to say the least.
Chair, this item is at time. It was set for 5 minutes.
Yes, thank you. So we would need a motion to extend time if there was further discussion. All right. I'm not hearing anybody. So we'll go to the motion itself. Are there any objections to the motion?
Yes.
Since there was an objection, Aki, could you take a roll call? And this is a roll call vote on the motion to rescind the motion on underwriting from October 20th.
Okay, here we go. Teresa Allen? Okay, no, that. Jim Dingman.
Yes, I vote to rescind it, correct?
Yes, yes means you vote to rescind.
Yes. No, I vote to not pass this motion, so I vote no.
Okay, all right. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
No.
Okay, no. Sue Goodwin?
I have to abstain because I don't understand.
Okay.
What Heather Gray? For.
No.
Heather is no. Donna Grimes? Donna? They'll come back to you. Iveria Jones?
No.
No, okay. Ariraksa?
No.
Ariraksa is no. Maryam Martinez? Marianne, okay, get back to you. James McFadden. Okay, you pass. Okay. James McFadden?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. James abstains. Lawrence Reyes? Darlene Pagano?
No.
No? Okay, Darlene is no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence is yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean is no. Jim Sagatin?
No.
Jim Sagatin is no. Shalom Salam? Shalom? Okay, I'll get back to you. I'll pass for the moment. Mark Van Loon? Mark might be off at the moment. Beth Van Gutten?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Since Igberto, Willis?
No.
No, it was no. Susan Young?
No.
Susan Young is no. Okay, I'll come back. Teresa is not on yet. Bird is not on. Okay, let me see. Donna Grimes? Okay, I don't hear Donna Grimes. Shalom? Shalom?
Okay,
abstain. Abstain, okay. Aki about no. Mark? Okay, I guess it's not on at the moment. So Judy Hood?
I'll abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Okay, so one. Okay, so it's one yes, 11 no, and 5 abstentions, so the motion fails.
All right, thank you, Aki. The next item on the agenda is a motion on programming. This is a motion that Jim Dingman put forward that we have been kicking the can down the road for several meetings now. Jim, would you like to read your motion?
I'll read it, but I can see that it would, since we do have very important business to deal with tonight, but I'll read it for the record. I would let, if Madam Chair, if I could just read it, and then I would say that, I would want to, given all the things we have to do tonight in closed session, maybe it'd be better to think about it for next week, but let me read it. Whereas the current source of our revenue is 95% dependent on listener members, and that the Pacifica Foundation has suffered since 2000 a severe decline in our membership impacting on our fiscal stability and ability to exist, and that at the present time, all of our 5 stations have varying levels of fiscal and audience problems that have drastic effects on the existence of the foundation as a viable entity. This is especially true for 3 of the stations. At one of the issues that must be addressed is the necessity to refresh programming and open up new possibilities for growth. At the same time, it is necessary for the staff, management, and listener members at each station to pull together as a team to push the foundation past its fiscal doldrums. Hence, be it resolved that starting from the passing of this resolution, all shows are considered as temporary and must reapply to the PDGM of their respective stations to be continued on the air. The evaluation process must include the variety of motions passed as policy by the PNB over the years that include evaluation of the shows. This must be implemented as per each local situation as seen as what is viable, but measures implemented must be reported to the PNB by the beginning of December 2022. The errors controlled by the foundation in the interest of the public are signals served, and that is uppermost in what we need to do moving forward. Whereas all mandates for must-carry program are considered suspended while we reorganize ourselves out of near fiscal collapse. There will be no exceptions to this. In addition, each station must set as a goal to begin implementing measures in any way they see fit to minimally increase their audience and gross revenue by 25% by April 2023. The way to implement this growth and the measures to accomplish this are left up to the teamwork of each station to achieve this. But the goal is to have measurable and concrete growth within the next 6 months. The Pacifica National Board authorizes that the general managers, program directors, take measures immediately to begin reforming and changing the grids at the various stations to begin growth in audience and revenue. It is necessary for the GMs, PDs to be monthly reporting to the PNB the progress of these measures. This includes implementing changes that address problems that the current programming grids manifest in their problems to raise revenue and audience. The objective of these reforms is to help increase the revenue stream of all the stations and slowly turn the foundation around out of its difficult times. That is the resolution.
Motion to postpone to the next meeting.
Let me just ask Mr. Tatum a question. Do I have to have a second for the motion before I can entertain a motion to postpone?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second for Jim Dingaman's motion.
I second.
I'll second as well.
So we have a lot of seconds.
And I second not in, I don't want to discharge, I don't want to deny the importance of what is being raised, but there are many other factors that determine listenership and they need to be considered.
Thanks. And then, I'll recognize.
Motion to postpone.
I second it.
Thank you, Jim.
Second.
And Susan. Is there any discussion of the motion to postpone? Are there any objections?
Yes, Chair.
Oh, go ahead, Lawrence.
Lawrence, I agree with Sue Goodwin. Susan Goodwin, this is, I think it's, you know, I don't like to say that the efforts that we are making in regards to reorganizing is micromanaging, but this is definitely in the sphere of micromanaging. So I oppose the postponement just on those basis that there are other factors involved, and to just send out a dictate is not an appropriate time right now to do that. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yes. As this body knows, I've been attempting for the past 11 months to gather the basic hard data from all the stations that we need in order to make judgments as to how the programming is actually doing. And that includes the metrics of audience and the metrics at an hour-to-hour basis of the fundraising.
Point of order. My point of order is we are discussing the original motion rather than discussing the motion to postpone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm replying to Mr. Reyes in his comment.
And he understood. He did not address the motion to postpone.
Right.
In any event, it's important to, and I agree with Susan, there's lots of factors, but unfortunately, we're way past due dealing with these issues. I'd say we're 10 years past due. So we have to deal with them, and we got to have a serious debate, and obviously we'll take longer than 15 minutes. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to postpone? Hearing none, this motion is postponed to the...
I object. I couldn't unmute. Sorry, I object.
Okay. So there's an objection. And so now we're going to go to a roll call vote. Aki, if you're ready in a moment. Folks, this is... A vote yes means you're voting yes to postpone. A vote no means you want to take this up this evening.
Say that if in the agreement to postpone, can we agree that there is some sort of process by which we very specifically identify all the factors which determine listenership?
Yes. Is my answer from the standpoint that we can't, we're on voting on the motion to postpone only, not exactly what we would discuss when we do take it back up again, but your point's well taken. Aki, are you ready to call the roll on this?
Sure. Okay. This is a motion to postpone. Yes, means that we're going to postpone. Teresa? Okay. She's not on. Who is that on? Jim Dingaman.
Yes.
Jim Dingaman's yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Yes.
Vanessa is yes. Sue Goodwin.
Yes.
Sue Goodwin is yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Heather is yes. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Donna is yes. Viria Jones.
Yes.
Viria is yes. Ari Raksa.
Yes.
Lila says yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne is yes.
Yes.
James McFadden?
Yes.
James is yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene is yes. Lawrence Ayers? Lawrence?
No. No.
No one says no? Okay. Sean votes.
Yes.
Sean is yes. Okay. Jim Sagerton.
Yes.
Jim is yes. Okay. Sharon Saram.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Aki Tanaka votes yes. Mark? Mark is off. Beth Van Gutten.
Yes.
Beth is yes, okay. Igberto, please?
Yes.
Yeah, Igberto is yes, okay. Susan Young?
Yes.
Susan Young is yes, okay. Alright, and, get back to, Judy Hewitt?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Judy abstains. Alright. So. Okay, there's 16 yes, 1 no, then 2 abstentions. So the motion passes to postpone. Okay.
Thank you, Aki. That takes us to, well, it's probably superfluous, but I had an item on the agenda for new business, but there isn't any. And so that takes us to the motion to move into executive session. We're beating our time certain, folks. So well done. Can I get,
so moved.
Thank you. And is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Heather. Okay. Paulina, are you available at this moment to, cut the stream for us? It is 9:32 PM on the East Coast when we move into, well, hang on. Is Paulina available? Hang on, I'll text her. Are there any objections to the motion to move into executive session?
No.
Okay, hang on, folks. I'm hearing, okay, sorry. At least one, you know, a couple people have dropped off the call and some people haven't, it's taken them time to get back in. Hopefully that does not persist. And hopefully it's not. Zoom did an update recently. All right. Okay. Let me do this again. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? The motion to move into executive session. Hearing
no.
None. I'm sorry. Who said?
I said no.
You don't say no when I ask for objections. If you're not objecting, you say nothing. Are there any objections to the motion to move into executive session? Hearing none. At 9:34 p.m. on the East Coast, we will move into executive session.